Probably about 5 years ago, I decided to write a historical novel about the Cherokees in the area because as I was doing my husband's genealogy, he's part Cherokee, I realized there was a lot of information that I did not know, and I knew a lot of people that also did not understand what had happened in this area to the Cherokees that lived here prior to Roswell being formed. As I was writing the novel, part of the idea came to me to build a monument to the Cherokee, and that's incorporated into my story. So when it was published, I sent it to the mayor and to the Historical Society and said, this is something we really need to do. And everyone was extremely supportive and got Johanna Harned, the president of RHS, the Historical Society, behind us. And we went to the mayor and sat down and talked it through, and he agreed. So that's when the process began.
The mayor actually made the suggestion of putting the boulders along a trail, and we both really like the symbolism of that. There is some semblance of movement, i.e. movement of the Cherokee people on the Trail of Tears.
We have chosen to meet you here today in the middle of what is known in the United States as Native American History Month. And I would love, if you wouldn't mind, leading us on a tour of just a few of these.
Absolutely.
So if you come into the park, note the sign indicating that something special is here. Move a few feet forward, you come to the boulder that talks about to honoring those who came before. And then you can move either in an easterly or westerly direction along the trail and get pieces of the story.
As the memorial evolved, it wasn't one single memorial, but a series of monuments along the way. Why did that seem to be a good route to take?
We needed to get enough of the story out there so that people could stop along the way on their walks or riding their bikes and really stop and think about it and learn something. So to do that, we had to have some type of way to have a lot of writing without making it overwhelming. So we thought, what better than to have them meander along the trail? But also, as you notice, this trail goes west, as the Cherokee did as well.
Johanna, would you mind reading this one
for us? I'd be delighted. The Georgia Land Lottery of 1832. Principal Chief John Ross traveled to Washington, D.C. to deliver a petition to the U.S. Congress signed by nearly every member of the Cherokee Nation. The land belonged to the Cherokees, they said. Congress would not hear the petition. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Cherokees, but President Andrew Jackson defied the Supreme Court ruling. Governor Wilson Lumpkin initiated the Georgia Land Lottery of 1832 and assigned 40-acre plots to the white men who sought these lands, many in search of gold.
Roswell talks a lot about the founding fathers, which Roswell King is one of them, for example. But the history really starts in 1839, and it kind of leaves out everything prior. The sad part about it, and the reason the memorial stands the way it does and tells the story the way it does, is that the Cherokee truly tried to integrate themselves into the white man's world. They learned to read and write, they married into their world, and they even had a similar government style. But in the end, it was not enough.
From the inception of this idea for a memorial, you have involved people from the Cherokee Nation. From the first time you informed them about this to the dedication earlier this year, what has their reaction been?
They appreciate what we've done, but it's really more for our local people here. Now that it's all come full circle, I realize it's really for us to educate ourselves, understand it, and really, you know, grasp the concept of what had happened and make sure nothing ever like that happens again.